So what do you think coming out of Friday? Is it more offense or defense that you're thinking about coming out of the game?
I think we took a little bit from both, good and bad from both sides of the ball. Things that we have to just find a way to get done. And, you know, the last 2 days here in practice, we've been trying to get better at them. And, you know, I think we'll get there.
The offense seemed good for three quarters anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think a lot of that was, you know, we were getting good shots. Spacing was good. You know, and it's hard, and you have to stay with it. And, you know, we didn't stay with it long enough.
Is that just pushing, getting shots quicker, pushing off makes?
Yeah, I think we definitely want to speed up the tempo. Like the first quarter, I think that's the way we want to play. And this style of play is funny where, for some reason, it takes a little bit longer to get used to make sure you're confident in doing it. And we're getting there. We're getting there.
Is it even, I mean, you guys don't have a lot of turnover this year from last year.
Right.
So is it just still just adjusting for playing in other places? And
I think so. I think we're still, you know, it's our first year with Kara all the way. Trying to integrate Nakia, trying to integrate Marie. So even though we haven't changed a lot of faces, the faces we've changed are major roles. Mm-hmm. And we're still working towards getting better at it.
The floor spacing different on those early pick and rolls?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different right now. I think we're still floating a little bit. And that's causing a little congestion in certain spots at the court. The good thing about that is we can clean that up. That's something that's just with a little concerned effort and a little bit more detail, that can be fixed quick.
And defensively, they shot almost 50%.
Yeah.
A bunch of threes.
Yeah, you know what? They gave us a lot of problems inside, help. They were hitting threes. And sometimes you pick your poison with a team like that. And at the same time, we couldn't capitalize on certain circumstances. And games are really fragile, you know. 2-3 good minutes of one basketball team playing well, and the game gets out of hand. And, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't our 2-3 minutes that broke the game open.
Yeah, it used to be, though. Even if the other team would go on a run, you guys would be able to just fire right back at them.
Which we did a little bit in Seattle, where we got down 15, and next thing you know, it's a two-possession game with a minute to go. So, I mean, that ability is still there. We're still trying to find it.
And you, just were they covering you different? Just like these nights?
No, I really got some really good looks and missed them. Probably wasn't as aggressive as I usually am for whatever reason. You know, and that starts on the defensive end too. It starts with rebounding the basketball and being able to get it and pushing and making plays. So I have to get better at that in the next, you know, 2-3 days, which hopefully I will.
One of the things we saw this year with the Suns team, I know you weren't here, but
yeah.
You know, they went in the season very deep.
Yeah.
And they were really trying to get everybody, you know, 10, 11 guys on
right.
the court. Is that and then they end up shortening the rotation as
yeah.
the season went on. Is it difficult to try to incorporate so many different people in the game?
You know, and with our game, it's even tougher with 40 minutes only.
Yeah.
So in the NBA, there's always the, like 10 or 12 minutes of really dead basketball
mm-hmm.
where both teams say, you know, we'll put these groups in and hopefully just stays even. Yeah. You know, we don't have enough time for that in our game. Next thing you know, there's 2 minutes left in the fourth. So there's that pressure of wanting to throw, you know, the stars back in there, but we need our second group to come in and play well. And they've showed it every single day in practice. I think it's just a matter of getting some quality minutes and them feeling they can do it.
So you think 9 and even 10 is a good number for a 40-minute game?
I mean, 9 or 10 is a lot of players to play. You don't even see college teams going 9 deep. It's just hard. It's just hard to get that many people in.
Because of the upside, you know, last year in the playoffs, it seemed like the team was a little bit worn down.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I think Miami was a pretty good indicator of, wow, you know, those guys logged a lot of minutes, and no matter what, your body eventually breaks down.
Yeah.
And when your body goes, your mind goes, and then it goes. And I've experienced that myself.
Okay. Thank you, man.
No problem, guy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.